on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Adam Fryer, good morning.
Morning, Slats. How's it there in Kembla?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Sun up. A bit cloudy, but everything is in good shape, good order for today. So
it's been a good morning.
Yeah. We had a local who we have not met before, brought in some snags for
Hammo.
Him. So, Hammo, he's a very, very funny Englishman, so that was nice. But, mate, the Brumbies, they were very impressive last round.
Yeah, they certainly were, and we did say on the show that the Waratahs presented good value, and you would have thought you were home there on the local derby line at $1.95 for tab.com.au, but I tell you what, they were just brilliant in the last 20 minutes, the Brums. Curly Bill's try disallowed there at the end, but I still think that the Brums had their measure. Very well coached, and one you talk about all these players that are doing well for the Brums, led by Stephen Moore. He was probably best on ground again. Bernie Larkham's doing a great job with their young back, so they're in fine form, the Brumbies, and still very deserved conference favourites. And look, I think they'll be again tough to beat this weekend.
Yeah, he's proved himself to be an outstanding leader, hasn't he, Stephen Moore, in that hooking position. Just want to ask you about this $1.3 million deal from Wasps. Not for yourself, Adam, but for Curtly Beale. But he's already chalked up 60 test matches, which means the Waratahs will be the big losers and he still comes back to play for the Wallabies.
Yeah, well, that's if Michael Checker picks him, and also if deal ends up coming through. Like, I think Curtly, and you hear it all from his teammates, they're going to support him either way, but very interesting. It's just so much money, and it's almost like back in the day when sort of Izzy went across to the AFL and sort of Carmichael Hunt the same. When they throw so much money at you, it's difficult to turn away, but you know, some players would turn down that money and stay for the culture or for being part of a winning side, but just a wait and see for KB. It's a lot of cash.
Who would turn? What are those players that would turn down the 1.3?
I would. That's Chris. The TK, only because I get paid so well on this show.
Of course. There you go. Yeah.
No, look. Man, you throw that out there, and I do want to reinstate that. But it's so much money, and if it was for a little bit more than what he's on now, you'd start to question. Well, you know, is he only just going over there for a little bit more money to play for a club that, you know, is quite foreign to him? But it's a hard one to look at the moment, because KB is such a great player and has done so well, especially under Michael Checker when he gets in that gold jersey for the Waratahs, and he's playing okay this season. Well, it's just so much money, it's just hard to say no to.
Yeah, that's right. There's gets to a point where I've got to go. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. But there's one thing in the sport, Adam, there's opportunity, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's right.
It's there's a lot of clubs, I suppose, have an ability to poach players.
Yeah, and that's right. Look, I always try and compare, because I know most of the punters out there are league fans who listen to the show. But look, it's the beauty of rugby is where you can go play in Japan, Italy, France, England, all these places around the world, Japan, and you play in a competition where you know there's games being played in Singapore this weekend, and the Sevens can potentially go to the Olympics, and they're over in Las Vegas one week. I think that's a great thing about rugby, and you can actually leverage that and make a bit of money on the way. But I just think with Curtly's situation there in London, it's going to be an interesting one, because there's a bit of paperwork to go, but it's just a wait and see. But it is one of the great things about our games. You can travel the world, but also some of the rugby fans don't get to see their players for a full term as they would see in the NRL.
Yeah, that's disappointing, but just the international nature of the game. Mate, can I just quickly get, before we get to your tips, the opinion of Quade Cooper mixed, that he was a bit haphazard playing the Sevens over there in Vegas, where we got to the final.
It was a great tournament for the Aussie Sevens team, and Quade, I think he's still got a bit to go, and he'd be the first to admit that, but the tough thing about Quade is he's always under the microscope, and even if he does like a little mistake, it's magnified, because he's always being watched so closely, and that's not defending Quade, because you know sometimes he'll do the wrong thing, but I think he'll be a brilliant Sevens player, but I think it's just going to take a little time, and it's just probably shown how great our athletes the Sevens are, and we've always just thought of them a bit of not a second string, or players that just couldn't cut it in Super Rugby have gone and jumped on this Sevens circuit. Now when the stars are coming across to play Seven, they're being not found out, but just shows you how much how talented our Australian sevens team are, and our girls are world champions as well. So we're in a pretty good space there. Who would have thought we'd be going into the Olympics for potential medal chance? And two finals in a row is a pretty good result.
All right, mate, let's have a look at the games this weekend. We'll start with the Reds, given their upheaval with the coach. He's out the door. They've got to try and do something quickly. They're, the outside is $3.40. They're playing the Rebels $1.33.
It's the bounce-back factor, Slats. You've always got to be careful of the coach when he gets punted. The team rally, and they always seem to get the upset. Where I look, I'm always going to tip with my heart with the Rebels, but, gee, that is incredible value there for Queensland, over $3. And the Rebels, over the years, have been very inconsistent. They seem to get up for the big sides, but when they're expected to win and win by plenty, they don't seem to get there. So the value for mine, without a doubt, with Queensland, and I'd take them with the start. Look, I just think the Rebels have still got a little bit of learning to do. I think they should do well, but I'd go with the value there with Queensland, purely because any team, go through any team in any card, once their coach steps down or gets the sack, they always rally, and it's always a good performance for them. So I'm going to tip the Reds there.
And the Brumbies, mate, they're short, $1.18 at tab.com.au, up against the Western Force, $5.
Yeah, look, the Brumbies will roll on. They are in Perth. I think the Force, and I tipped it on the show last week, I think they were about 3.25 when I tipped them over the Reds. I think their big game was last week. It's a long way to go from home over to Queensland, back home to Perth. And the Brumbies in a really good rhythm at the moment. I think they'll be very tough to beat there at NIB.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, well done last week with the Force. They were good odds there.
Yeah, I'll do the same. I think the Reds are the good value this week. Purely because two new coaches. It's funny, they had one coach and replaced them with two. They'll be up for it this one. They'll be looking to prove their fans that they're worth this week.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, enjoy the weekend, guys.